In a moment, he reached into his pocket and brought something out. "Do you like sweet plum or cherry?" he said.
"Sir, do you mean to eat?"
"I passed a vendor a moment ago, selling shaved ice with syrup in it. I never tasted one until I was an adult, but I'd have liked them as a child. Take this coin and buy one. Take my handkerchief, too, so you can wipe your face afterward," he said. And with this, he pressed the coin into the center of the handkerchief, wrapped it into a bundle, and held it out to me. From the moment the chairman had first spoken to me, I'd forgotten that I was watching for a sign about my future. But when I saw the bundle he held in his hand, it looked so much like the shrouded moth, I knew I'd come upon the sign at last. I took the bundle and bowed low to thank him, and tried to tell him how grateful I was, though I'm sure my words carried none of the fullness of my feelings. I wasn't thanking him for the coin, or even for the trouble he'd taken in stopping to help me. I was thanking him for, well, for something I'm not sure I can explain even now. For showing me that something besides cruelty could be found in the world, I suppose. I watched him walk away with sickness in my heart, though it was a pleasing kind of sickness, if such a thing exists. I mean to say that if you have experienced an evening more exciting than any in your life, you're sad to see it end, and yet you still feel grateful that it happened. In that brief encounter with the chairman, I had changed from a lost girl facing a lifetime of emptiness to a girl with purpose in her life. Perhaps it seems odd that a casual meeting on the street could have brought about such change, but sometimes life is like that, isn't it? And I really do think if you'd been there to see what I saw and feel what I felt, the same might have happened to you. When the chairman had disappeared from sight, I rushed up the street to search for the shaved ice vendor. The day wasn't especially hot, and I didn't care for shaved ice, but eating it would make my encounter with the chairman linger. So I bought a paper cone of shaved ice with cherry syrup on it, and went to sit again on the same stone wall. The taste of the syrup seemed startling and complex, I think only because my senses were so heightened. If I were a geisha, like the one named Izuko, I thought, a man like the chairman might spend time with me. I'd never imagined myself envying a geisha. I'd been brought to Kyoto for the purpose of becoming one, of course, but up until now, I'd have run away in an instant if I could have.